USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans are slamming President Biden for failing to defend U.S. national interests at the G7 summit. It began with former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who said in an interview Sunday, Biden's claim that America is back is bringing back the Obama days when America was weak. The Department of Justice on Monday night asked the Supreme Court to reinstate the death penalty for Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. Tsarnaev and his brother killed three people and wounded hundreds of others after planting bombs near the finish line of the Boston Marathon in 2013. An appeals court last year dismissed his death sentence, finding that the judge in his 2015 trial failed to guarantee a fair jury due to extensive media coverage. The heat is going to be dangerous in the southwest United States this week. In Texas, the power grid operator has asked people to reduce electric use as much as possible until Friday. Be sure to take plenty of drinking water with you if you're traveling on the roads. USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.